I'm a big believer in circles. Not from a math perspective or anything like that, even though I was born on March 14th, or 314, Pi Day. I mean that we tend to move in specific circles in our lives, loop out of them, and form new ones. We walk similar routes, see familiar faces, and then things change. We lose touch with the peripheral people in our lives, blaze new trails, and leave old ones behind. There was a time when my circle included regular visits to Wareham's Great Neck Wildlife Sanctuary. I went at least 3 times per year to conduct breeding bird circle studies for Mass Audubon, and then whenever I was in the area, just for fun. A week ago, when my son was enrolled in a socially distant kayaking course in Wareham, I stepped right back into that old circle. I wondered how much had changed. I instinctively got out of the car and began walking toward my old observation spots. I passed the iconic triangular boulder on the Huckleberry Loop and found my spot. I looked for the marker that we had placed there a decade and a half ago, but it wasn't there. It didn't matter. I still knew exactly which tree it was supposed to be on. I walked the other direction, out on the Heron Point Loop, and indeed, a great blue heron squawked in a tree at my arrival. There was an uphill section of the trail where a white pine colony was about as tall as me 15 years ago. Apparently, it's been growing ever since, as I could no longer see the treetops. When I reached the overlook, I had the urge to take off my hikers and put on my muck boots to walk carefully out onto the marsh among the fiddler crabs, as I had done so many times before. The massive osprey nest still stands in Bass Cove, but there was no sign of the roseate tern I once saw feeding on the bay. My circles have changed many, many times in the past decade and a half, but thanks to conservation organizations like Mass Audubon, which preserves land in perpetuity, I was allowed to step right back in and, in a sense, be back home again. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.